A longtime elected office holder in Saline County has resigned. Auditor Tara Vogelsmeyer has turned in her letter of resignation effective today.
This is Tara Vogelsmeyer. I resign my position as your Saline County Auditor effective Monday, July 6th. The county, under my directive, has just completed our latest outside audit with Girding, Cordy, and Chitwood, and I leave you with all audit work completed. All county books and records are balanced and intact through June 30th, 2020. I am leaving the county currently holding a 1 S&P rating.
Vogelsmeyer continued.
I leave my working in the courthouse because it has become an untenable position. Because of the ongoing challenges presented by those practicing unprincipled behaviors, I am no longer able to serve the citizens of Saline County in the manner in which they deserve to be served. Thank you for having the confidence in me to have served the county as your auditor for the past 17 and a half years. My allegiance to you has been an honor and a privilege.
Vogelsmeyer declined further comment. Vogelsmeyer was reelected for a fifth term in November 2018. Her current term was to run through 2022. Marshall firefighters were busy over the Independence Day holiday weekend. Just before midnight on Independence Day, a fire department spokesperson says firefighters were toned out to a structure fire in the 300 block of North Jefferson Avenue. Firefighters arrived on the scene at 11:52 p.m. Upon arrival, fire was coming through the roof on the north side. Firefighters used equipment to knock down the fire. Firefighters made entry through the windows and roof. They pulled the ceilings throughout the house. The blaze was under control at 1:56 a.m. on Sunday, and firefighters cleared the scene at 4:21 a.m. The fire department valued the structure at $18,000 and its contents at $300, and both were a total loss. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the state fire marshal's office. Nobody was at home at the time, and there were no injuries. During battling the blaze at 2:17 a.m., some personnel were called away for a one-vehicle non-injury traffic accident on Harvest Avenue. The vehicle hit a utility pole. Upon arrival at 2:29 a.m., firefighters noted a power pole had been sheared off at the ground, and the top part of the pole was in the middle of the roadway, hanging from the wires. Live wires were attached to the pole. Firefighters stayed on the scene to do traffic control until the arrival of power company personnel. Firefighters were toned out again on Sunday to the 400 block of North Allen Avenue. The alarm was at 8:44 a.m. and firefighters were on the scene at 8:47 a.m. The fire was under control at 8:50 a.m. and firefighters cleared the scene at 9:22 a.m. Upon arrival, firefighters saw no signs of a fire. Upon investigation, it was found out the owner was trying to apply an epoxy coating to the kitchen counter and was using a blowtorch to make it flow. After putting lacquer thinner in the sink, something ignited the fumes. The cabinetry and items on the counter were burnt. The residents doused the fire with a garden hose, and firefighters ventilated the area. One resident suffered some burns and was treated by ambulance personnel. The spokesperson said it was a flash fire, and the loss is estimated at $5,000. And just before midnight on Sunday, firefighters were toned out again to a structure fire in Miami. Upon arrival at 1:14 this morning, firefighters noted an isolated and abandoned trailer that had been fully involved at the time of the alarm. The blaze was under control at 1:29 a.m. Firefighters cleared the scene at 2:09 a.m. No estimate of damages was made due to the uninhabited trailer having no electricity nor running water. A 37-year-old Sedalia man has been charged with felonies after allegedly assaulting a woman on February 28th, according to a probable cause statement during a domestic dispute. A woman claimed Shiloh Best struck her on her head with a yellow-handled hammer. Authorities located Best and took him into custody. Authorities also noticed the woman had a large lump on the top of her head. Best has been charged with a Class D felony for domestic assault in the second degree and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Best waived his right to a preliminary hearing in June, and his case has been bound over to the trial division. An arraignment is scheduled at 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. You're listening to news on KMMO. graveside interment for 89-year-old Wanda Crowell of Waverly, who died June 26th, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Grand Pass Cemetery. Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton is in charge of arrangements. Celebration of life service for 63-year-old Mark Lee George Moore of Boonville, who died Friday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Funeral service for 68-year-old Gary Ray Seibert of Alma, who died Saturday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alma. Burial will follow at Fairview Cemetery in Sweet Springs. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.